When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, we roll into hour number three, Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. It is Friday. The weekend's here. The sun is out. It's warm. It's feeling closer and closer to spring. March Madness just around the corner, Bart Scott. We got NHL trade deadline, 1 hour to go. What are the Rangers going to do? Do something, the Ranger fans are saying. Do something. We shall see. So we'll keep you updated on all that stuff and more. Of course, next week, the official business begins for the new season in the NFL. So player movement and everything else. So it's just like we're picking it up right now, Bart Scott.
Yeah,
it's getting exciting.
Momentum. Yeah, getting a little momentum, man.
And the Knicks and the Magic tonight at the Garden as well.
With or without Jalen Brunson?
I'll tell you that in a minute, but right now, it's hour number three. It's Bart and Han, so what's that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour. Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday, baby. And we'll have a little can't wait at the end of the hour, too, because it's a big weekend for Bart Scott. So the last official injury report that the Knicks submitted at 1:30 this afternoon still has OG Anunoby out. Julius Randle out. Mitchell Robinson out. Jalen Brunson, questionable. Left knee contusion continues to be what they're listing. Remember, he did practice yesterday. So there was some optimism. It was optimism that he will play. Now, I can tell you again, he wanted to play on Tuesday night. But, you know, again, you got to, you know, you want to make sure you're right. You got to get right. So. You give it a couple of days. He practiced yesterday. I'm sure it's all about how does it feel and how does it respond and is he able to go and feel good in a game that for the Knicks in the standings is very important. So I think he's go. I would expect in the play tonight. If he practiced yesterday, I would expect that he's going to do whatever it takes to play this game tonight. But it doesn't mean he's going to because
yeah, he knows how important it is.
Yeah, this is a big game.
Can the Knicks
– Well, the next like three are huge. Yeah.
Can the Knicks be like some of these other teams that we've saw? Can they be like Minnesota? You know, can they be like the Lakers? Like where they're outmanned. And listen, I know like just Brunson coming back. You know, the Lakers were only missing – wasn't missing four starters. I know that's a tall order.
It's a lot.
But can they have a night where maybe, you know, just their energy level and shot –
Well, that was the Cleveland win last Sunday.
Shoot at a high clip.
Yeah, that was Sunday. That was Sunday in Cleveland. That's what that was. The Knicks got that game Sunday in Cleveland, but they couldn't do it again Tuesday against the Hawks. Now, tonight, Orlando, they've been on a roll. They've won five in a row. They've climbed all the way up to fourth. They're a half game ahead of the Knicks. They already have the head-to-head locked up with the Knicks. They've beaten them three times already this season. But Orlando, each game, though, the Knicks were missing something. One night it was Jalen. One night it was Julius. And then the last game was everybody. So it's hard to judge those head-to-head matchups. But this is an important game standings-wise for the Knicks. A win puts you back into fourth place. Then you play Philly twice. Philly right now, by the way, is playing not only without Joel Embiid, but also Tyrese Maxey. He's got a concussion. So Philly's lost two in a row. They play again tonight, and they are dropping. They have fallen all the way to seventh.
This is what we talk about, man.
You got to get healthy.
Attrition, man.
Yes.
You never know when it's going to hit and when it's your turn.
So here's Tom Thibodeau talking about, like, with the updates that we told you about when it comes to getting healthy. Key players, including Randle, who's been working out before games. You see him with, you know, again, doing contact with pads, really. But OG Anunoby is also getting closer, and so is also Mitchell Robinson, as Thibodeau talked about yesterday.
OG's doing well overall. Mitch looked good. He told me to tell everyone that. He's making good, steady progress, but he hasn't had contact or anything like that. But just it's the normal progression that he's making. So shooting and that sort of stuff, you can script a little bit with him.
So Mitchell Robinson, the fact that he's on the court, running, jumping, shooting, again, no contact, but just doing some stuff. If you can get him back at the end of the season, like, again, it's, I don't anticipate you see him before April. But if you get him back in the playoffs, it's a game changer. Even if you get, what, 12 to 15 minutes a game?
Yeah.
Can you get that out of him?
That can match up, give you some rebounds.
Seven-footer with long arms who can – yeah, that's what I mean. Like that's what you're getting is something you are lacking right now, which is they don't have a ton of height and length. You know?
Yeah, and you give him that, and Hardenstein, everybody's accepted their role. He can blend in. Guys getting in foul trouble. You just got – it's like having insurance. Gives you insurance for what happens, man. And we just want to see this team healthy and what they look like and what they are. You know, because we can kind of predict what their ceiling is for us. And I think that's going to go a lot into what they do next year and what they do in the summer based on how this unit performs against the field this year. But we want to get a true representation of them, so you want guys to get healthy. So you can say maybe they can be better the more time they play with each other. But, you know, you can kind of say, well, this is kind of who we are and what we are. This team is better, this team is better, or this team is worse, or we've closed the gap significantly with these guys. And if some guys that are here take the next step, then we're right there. So no need to panic. Or is it time to panic? Is it the current Anthony Towns? Is it the Murray? Like, these, I think, all triggered based on what happened and how it looks, but we want to be able to get a look at it.
And I think that's maybe if you can get healthy before the playoffs and then you have your – team at as a whole when you begin the playoffs, and you know the first round starts later in April than usual. Like normally, like it's like I think usually mid-April when the playoffs begin, but because of the play-in, and it's certainly you want to avoid that. The last game of the regular season is April 14th. Then that week is the play-in round. If you avoid the play-in round, you don't play game one till like the I don't know the 20th. So April 20th is late. So you're still a good from now. You're, what are you, 6 weeks away from that? So there's a lot of time to get healthy, which is what makes finishing in the top six critical. And then you'd love to be in the top four.
Especially as people's houses around you are crumbling.
There you go. So, look, Boston is Boston. They're a juggernaut. Milwaukee is playing a lot better. Now, they lost
State.
Golden State played a great game. Now Milwaukee plays tonight. Who do they play tonight? It's a good game. I forget who they play tonight, but I got to check the schedule. But they've got it. It's a good one tonight. But the Lakers, right? That's what I thought. That's right. I knew it was a good game. That's right. They're on their West Coast trip right now. So Milwaukee has a game tonight, but they are looking like second place is now going to be in their pocket. Why? Cleveland's been in second place for a bulk of the season. And they've really had a great run. They ran through. You think the Knicks were great in January. So were the Cavs. They were just overshadowed by what the Knicks were doing. But the Cavs have fallen to third, and they're kind of close enough. Like, they're only four games ahead of the Knicks for third.
Can be a bad week.
And four games in the loss column, and the Knicks already have the season series matchups. All you got to do is tie them. So, and why is this significant? Donovan Mitchell's got a knee issue that has cost him pretty much this week. And then they lost Evan Mobley. So they're down two starters now. So what happens with the Cavs now in this stretch? Do they come down and get into the mosh pit that nobody wants to be part of, which is right now 4-8? That's why these games matter. So the Knicks play tonight. Orlando's a big game. And then you have Sunday and Tuesday, both home games, a home series against the Philadelphia 76ers. As I mentioned, the Sixers have dropped to seventh. They're without Embiid, and they are now lately without Tyrese Maxey as well because he's got a concussion. I don't know if that costs him Sunday and Tuesday.
You never know, man.
But you got to watch that.
You got to get cleared. And it's like, you know, like basketball concussions are different than football concussions. Maybe because they jump in and stuff, and that
I don't know.
Can trigger the brain. But it always seems like basketball concussions, guys stay out longer than with football concussions.
He got hit in the back of the head pretty hard. But like when you look at this stretch, because these three games are huge, and if the Knicks can get healthy by next week, and when you get OG and maybe Julius Randle back,
they can win these three.
You've got to look at that, and then they go on the West Coast. you know, everybody, all the East teams have that March West Coast trip. They all have it. The Knicks have it because you get the Big East tournament in the Garden and everything else that goes on. So they always, at this time of year, they always go out on a West Coast trip. And the trip is it's not hard, but it's not easy. You and I went through the win-loss, but they open against Portland, which is Portland's
10.
Not a good team. And then it's Sacramento at Sacramento, which is Sacramento's tough, but they have not played great this year. They've had their issues.
But Sabonis can take over a game.
He can. He's tough. They have it. They always have a hard time with him.
He's so physical.
Yeah, they have a hard time with Sabonis. You said 44 straight double doubles for Sabonis?
Yeah, he has 44 straight. I think he's approaching the 50, and I don't think anybody else has
done
50.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, he's a machine when it comes to that stuff.
He's strong
and I love the stat. He's 9-0 in his last 9 games against Anthony Davis head-to-head. So, he's a handful.
Yeah, only 8 plays in the NBA have hit 50 straight double-doubles.
50 straight? Let me guess. Wilt Chamberlain's on that list.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal probably on that list. Who else could be on that list that are like obvious choices?
Tim Duncan.
You know what I mean? Like players.
Tim Duncan.
It has to be players like that, right?
Yeah, Tim Duncan, Kevin Durant, Garnett.
Yeah.
It's Elgin Baylor.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Walt Bellamy, Will Elvin Hayes, Kevin Love.
What about Kevin? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Kevin Love. Good, good. That's
Minnesota,
a great
Kevin
one.
Love was a
Jerry Lucas, Moses Malone, Bill Russell.
Wait. So the more recent names so Tim Duncan's never done it.
Nope.
Wow. So the most recent player, Shaq isn't on that list?
No Shaq.
So the most recent player before Sabonis is who?
Kevin Love.
Kevin Love. Okay. Wow. Double-doubles aren't as easy as you think, kids. So the trip is Portland, Sacramento, Golden State, then 2 days off, then you finish in Denver. So you get a day in Denver to acclimate before you play the Nuggets. And remember, you smoked them here in the Garden, so I'm sure they're going to remember that. That's a long trip. So these 3 games, home games, are big. And then there's a lot more road games than home games because they play those 4, then they're home for 2, and then they go back on the road for 2 more. And then the next thing you know, you open your eyes and it's April. So where do the Knicks get healthy? Is it going to be next week? And then where do we go from here? Which is, you know, I think what we're all waiting for when we talk about this team is just get them healthy so we can see again what we think we saw in January, and does it happen again? And what can Julius Randle do while dealing with that shoulder? What can he give you? But it has to start with Jalen Brunson and how healthy he can get and how soon he can get healthy. Because if he plays tonight, the Knicks have a chance. If he doesn't play tonight, I don't think the Knicks have a chance. This Magic team is really good. It's bad enough that they are big up front, and you are not right now. But if you have Jalen Brunson, you always have a chance. 800-919-3776. Rodney is in Hawthorne. What's up, Rodney?
Big bros. Great to talk to you again. Love the show. You know, you guys always bring it. I love it. I just want to talk about the Knicks real quick. You know, the Knicks are a team that at the beginning of the year, you didn't know what you were getting. You were hoping it'd be better than last year. And then when January came, they became a well-oiled machine, and we had championship dreams. And then the injuries came, and reality struck. But you know what, man? I'm enjoying this season. I love this season. I love what we have gone through as fans. You look on Knicks Twitter, man, and you see 10 years ago the roster what it was, and you look and you say, yikes. And you look at this team now, and you're so proud, and they bring it every night. You love it. Leon Rose, the mob boss, he is executive of the year for the NBA, no doubt about it. Also, Hannah, how you feel about this? I'm believing the Celtics. I don't think they're coming out of the East, man. I don't know, man. Whoa. Jason Tatum disappears way too much in the playoffs. He has that James Harden thing where he brings it in the season, and in the playoffs, he disappears more than he should. That team is going to ride or die with Jason Tatum.
Remember, he did have 51 points against the Bucks in a game 7. I mean, I'm sorry, against the Sixers in a game 7.
That's one game. But then he doesn't.
He had a big game 6 against the Bucks, but he had a 50-point game. Come on, like the guy brings.
I think what he's saying, like yesterday, it was clear that Jalen Brown was like going to be aggressive from the jump.
Was.
And it's like he kind of conceded and let everybody else do their thing and not putting his stamp on the game, especially when that game is close the whole time.
But are you ready to say that right now, after they've lost two in a row now, and you know they did not finish the game well against Denver. Are you willing to say that you would take the field over Boston to get to the NBA Finals? If I gave you that choice right now in April, it's March 8th. If I said March 8th, I'm giving you the Eastern Conference field or the Celtics, who are you putting in the NBA Finals?
I'm still taking the Celtics because I've seen them be there. Porzingis makes them different. And it's not like the other teams in the East have the firepower, the depth. You talk about, how rotations get tightened during the playoffs. I would still take Boston over the field. I just think, these guys are dynamic, but, I'm talking about championship. Maybe somebody does the dirty work for them and gets rid of a team like Denver that can match them athletically and size and strength, and Jamal Murray can make it difficult for one of the best defenders. And, they get whatever they want because they're able just to just get him off of Holiday with the pick and get the matchups they want. And, they were switching everything. So, yeah, I still take Boston, man, but I think it's not as clear as I thought. Granted, against Golden State, who's, they beat the brakes off Golden State, and then we won the crown of Golden State a couple days later. So it's just they're so up and down. You know what I mean? As soon as you want to buy in and say, hey, man, this is the squad. But I guess everybody has those days. But, Denver – Would you take Denver or the field? I think that's a bigger question.
I might take Denver.
Denver or the field? Yeah. See, part of me wants to believe in Minnesota, but I can't because there's no –
Especially now.
There's no – but there isn't a history there. I want to take Oklahoma City because I like that team, but they do have a lot of holes and they're very young. Like, I'm really stuck on the Clippers are a team that I can believe in easily.
Right,
but what do you say when I tell you, would you take the Clippers? What is your first initial reaction?
I mean, it's about, it's James
Harden. It's the
Harden.
Clippers. Just say it's the Clippers. Like, you don't even have to say it's James Harden because we know what happens to him.
But we've seen Kawhi go back-to-back, So I'm not concerned that he's trying to play, back-to-back games for the first time in the playoffs because he's been playing every game.
Oh yeah,
no, back-to-backs.
There's no reason not to. There's no like I can give you more reasons to believe in other teams than the Denver Nuggets. It's hard for me to believe in other teams in the East. Philly's got the injuries with Embiid. You don't know what condition he's going to be when he comes back. The Bucks, I don't trust their defense in the playoffs. I just don't. If they get the wrong matchup. In a seven-game series, they could lose. The Cavaliers, how do you believe in them? Right? The Knicks, I don't know. I don't think they're there. I don't think they're better than the Celtics. Unless the Celtics have, they've been relatively healthy all year. But if the Celtics have an injury issue when they start the playoffs, right before the playoffs or during the playoffs, that could change everything. That could definitely level the playing field because they're starting five. That's the best five in the league. It's the best starting five in the league. You can't argue that. So the only thing that can slow them down is they go through what everybody else has already dealt with, which is that one injury that's going to cost them a month of a key player or two. They haven't had that. So if that happens, it levels the playing field. But if everything stays the way it is,
so basically you have Denver and Boston.
Yeah. What you saw last night is a more than likely NBA Finals preview. More than likely. Because Denver is playing great basketball. The funny thing is they're the third seed in the West. But they are playing great basketball now. They are playing like that team we saw last year. But I could still see the Clippers. They got size. I could see the Clippers because of how they're built.
They got star power and depth.
I could see it's Minnesota if they get Cat.
Star power.
Yeah, if they get Cat and he's all right by the time they get to, let's say, they reach the conference final, if they can get through the early part without him, I could see that. Remember, Naz Reid is there, and Naz Reid can play the four and start, and he'll be fine. It's not like they're – that's not that big of a hole for them.
Right.
It's still missing an all-star, but still, Naz Reid's a good player.
Right.
So, the West, I think, is a lot harder to get out of than the East is if you're the Celtics. all the pressure's on Boston to run through the East and get to the finals without having any injury issues, without having any setbacks. The only thing I think that can derail them is something like that. Something happens to Brown, something happens to Tatum, or something happens to Porzingis.
Or with Holiday, because he's the one that makes him special.
Yeah, yeah.
They lose a lot of that defense on the wing.
Holiday's another one too, right. They can't, and I'm not talking about like a game or two. I mean like what everybody else in the East seems to be dealing with.
Four weeks.
Where they miss a guy. Right. That's it. I mean, am I wrong? If you're telling me Boston or the field right now, I still take Boston. If you're telling me Denver or the field in the West, I take the field.
I think I'm with you. I think I'm with you. But we know it never goes how we expect it to go.
Of course not. No.
So if this is a matchup that we think we're going to get, and yesterday was a preview on how exciting, somebody's going to come in there and play spoiler.
Yeah, who's it going to be?
That's the beauty of it. Last year it was a
Miami Heat. Yeah, Miami Heat ruined everybody's party last year.
Just came in like what they barely.
And don't think they won't do it again this year.
Off in the play-in.
Don't think they won't do it again this year. Now,
yeah, they look good in the play-in.
They're right. They lost the first game of the play-in. Remember?
Right.
That's the crazy part. All right, 800-919-3776. We'll get to calls more on the Giants and what they're up to this weekend. A very interesting name that they're being linked to right now. But let's give you a little tournament update driven by Nissan as we are, again, we're about a week away from when we get into tournament season with college basketball, right? And usually around this area, you know, for the most part, big-time college basketball, we haven't had much to talk about. But yeah, but St. John's, and they've got to finish out strong, of course. But St. John's, what Rick Pitino has done with St. John's this year.
You mean the non-athletes?
Where he is, well, think about it. There was not great expectations in the first year. There never are. I actually think when they get to the portal season, things could get really interesting, and then this you can see a change where they can get some talent in here. But he will coach you up. That's what he does, and that's what he's done this year with this team. He calls them out, coaches them up, and they can finish it. They play at Georgetown tomorrow. As they continue to finish what has been. They've had some really good wins of late that have gotten them on the map and put them now in position to see if they can qualify for the NCAA tournament. And then, of course, there is the Big East tournament. Can they make some noise in that? UConn looks like they are just the juggernaut, right? But still, for St. John's, there's still a lot of noise to be made. And next week, for a first time in a long time, it could be real noisy for St. John's at the Garden in the Big East tournament, which would be a lot of fun. So all that's coming up, and of course, March Madness comes up, and there's plenty to talk about there. And amazingly, though, Bart, as I still say it, the most famous college basketball player in the country right now does not play men's basketball.
You mean Juju Watkins?
She's good, too. It's Caitlin Clark. Mm-hmm. It is. It's Caitlin Clark. And everybody I've talked to, I talked to Gus Johnson the other day about her because he called her game where she passed Pistol Pete.
Mm-hmm.
And he, Keyshawn always used to say, like, you could tell something looks right. You don't need to tell me about the box score. Don't give me the stats. It just looks right. And I asked Gus. I'm like, so with that in mind, when you watched her in person, like, did it look? He's, oh, yeah, yeah. He's like, she's very everything. It's not like just, you know.
Effortless.
Yeah. It's like you could just see it. The game
My daughter team went to see her when she came here for Rutgers. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So there's star power there. You know they've already – what are they – Indiana Fever are going to have the top pick.
Already selling.
And they're just selling out tickets.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to try and make her the next Larry Legend.
You know, Indiana loves its basketball, man.
Yeah, but she can be
and
like
they love their
Larry
shooters.
Because she's great.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Larry Legend, did you see Indiana State has this dude? Do you see –
His son,
Jacob, what's his nickname? No, Indiana State has this guy. He's got glasses.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
They call him Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He's a center. He's like got a Jokic-like body.
Larry
but he
Nerd
also,
is another one, too.
He plays like Jokic, the way he moves. What's the other nickname?
Larry Nerd.
He's got like these like horn-rimmed glasses, but the guy gets buckets. He is like, seriously, he's unreal. He's like Jokic.
Indiana
Incredible
State.
Touch he can shoot. Yeah, Indiana State, which they haven't been significant since Larry Bird.
Right.
And it's amazing, like, what, you know, these little stories. But if you watch highlights of this dude, like, you want so bad for Indiana State to be a team in the tournament. Just so that America can see this guy.
Somebody going to be like, Burke had a kid?
But he's got the goggles. Like, it's the way he moves around. Like, if he walked in the gym and I told you he's on our team, you'd be like, oh, hell no.
Give him the chump, man. Give him the chump.
But, yeah, but there's something about – so, there's, like I said, there's a lot of fun that's coming up over the next couple of weeks that we will be watching. So, that was the tournament update driven by Nissan. Coming at you with all the excitement of a Hollywood blockbuster at the Nissan Thrill the Drive sales event. Shop impressive savings at NissanUSA.com today. Giants fans, Russell Wilson, would you take him if it was just a one-year deal, just to try it out? Would you take him? Because guess what? He's interested in playing for your team. We'll discuss and more. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, K-Show coming up top of the hour. He'll carry you right through the NBA trade deadline. NBA, NHL trade deadline is at 3 o'clock, so there's not much time left in it. So anything that the Rangers do or don't do, I'm sure Don LaGreca will be all over it with you. Meanwhile, next week is when the business of football really starts to take over. Wednesday, the new league year begins, and already the Broncos have given Russell Wilson permission to speak with other teams. He is reportedly going to be in Pittsburgh today, or if he's not already, to meet with the Pittsburgh Steelers. But Adam Schefter reported this morning that before he did that, on Thursday, he reached out to the Giants and had what was considered an exploratory meeting with the Giants about potentially joining them. He is interested in other teams, and one of them being the Las Vegas Raiders, so clearly teams that need a quarterback. And so the question just is simply, if you're the Giants, why wouldn't you? You know, what would keep you from wanting to bring in Russell Wilson? Why not? Now, the Rich Eisen stuff about Daniel Jones, by the way, can I touch on that part?
Mm-hmm, please.
Because, you know, there's something, look, Rich Eisen is great. And he's been around that league a long time. We know he has connections and coverage and everything else.
He's not hot taking. No,
he's not like that at all. And he's and again, the entertaining thing, what you do. This is what everybody does. We all do this. You're at a place that is basically a convention of the sport. You spend enough time around people, and you come back, and you got stories. We all do. You hang out in the bars and the hotels. You find the different places. You talk to people, and you always get some information. It's an incredible thing, but it's a lot of fun. And one of the things that Rich Eisen said earlier this week is after his time at the Combine, he said he heard one of the rumors, and he used that word rumor, that he heard was that the Giants were done with Daniel Jones. And do you want to play it? Oh, we got it right there.
Is number three of my top five rumors I heard at the Combine is the Giants are absolutely done with Daniel Jones.
Wow.
Done.
Wow. Absolutely done.
Done. Might have to play him this year,
whoa.
But that ain't it. and they feel that ain't it. The words I heard at the combine multiple times, two words were buyer's remorse.
The buyer's remorse part is interesting when you consider that they only have 1 year left to pay him. Now, it is, yes, it's 40. And it's this year. And so they'll probably have to play him this year. But it's like something that the minute we heard it, right, Bart, you and I were both like, who would put that out there? If you're the Giants, like, why would that need to be put out there? It makes you wonder, where did it come from? From what I understand, it didn't come from anybody that makes any decisions with the Giants. That it's not something that you would ever want to put out there if you were the Giants, because you know what that does. Right? So where did it come from? Who knows? But there's a reason why he called it a rumor that he heard.
Yeah, but Russell Wilson pulling up and reaching out.
That's interesting.
He was just checking to see, hey, well, you know, if you're only going to be him with a year, who cares? If you only got to spend $1 million on me, you know, if I can outplay him, then you get me for a year and you're going to cut him anyway. And maybe you decide to keep Russell Wilson and give him a okay deal, but not one that's, you know, give him a Baker Mayfield deal and say, hey, man, we're giving you a chance to be, you know, redeem your story, but we got to put good people around you. So we're not going to give you, already got, you know, a bunch of money from Denver. So we give you 30, a Baker Mayfield. So we can go out there and have a good quarterback, but still be able to go and put big time players and be players in free agency.
The best case scenario for the Giants might be this. If they are, let's say the feeling inside is, you know what, this is it. After this year, we're going to move on, right? And maybe that's what turns into they're done with him. Because like when I say, you know what, we've had a good run, Bart, but I think, you know, the show's kind of reached its peak and we should probably both go in different directions. I think, you know, when my contract's up, I'm going to go in a different direction, right? That's right. One way to put it. Then if I say to somebody, oh, you still working with Bart? No, I'm done with him. Done with him. Which one sounds a little more aggressive?
Man, I'm done. I'm good.
Done with him, right?
It's a wrap, like, man. I'm just, yeah. Man, I can't wait.
Exactly.
When can we get rid of him, dog?
Right.
I'm straight.
Right.
Can't wait.
It all depends on, like, who said it and how they said it. The emotion could be two different things. We just don't know, right? So they could be, quote unquote, done with him, but it doesn't mean that they're done with him. Done. We're out. Right. Right. Like, it all depends on how you tell the story. But the best case scenario is that you go into the season and you have to play him. He's ready for training camp. You know, the plan is to get the offensive line better. He plays well. And if you drafted a quarterback, like you say, take Penix in the second round is one of your suggestions. Let's say they do that. Who's to say that you just don't go, all right, and then at the trade deadline, move him?
Yeah.
There's one way, right?
I mean,
team has a quarterback injury. There's only a couple of games left in the season on his salary and all that stuff. Like, do you?
Well, you got to October to trade him. So in October, a team goes down
still half a season.
Like said, Jets.
Right.
You know, look at what Josh Dobbs did. You know, bouncing around. Look at Joe Flacco. Like,
yeah, but those guys didn't cost $40 million.
Well, if you're trading him, then you're trading him at the, you know, the Giants
midway.
The Giants can also still take some of his salary on as well.
Are they, what, they restructure or something like that?
No. When you trade, like, you can still be paying them. Like, the same way how
really?
Yeah, you can still, like, they can take on some of the salary.
Well, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, they can continue to pay some of the salary.
Each league, the rules are different.
Yeah, let's just say, like, in October, like, they've already paid him, but at this point, 7 games. So then that total is already down, and then the Giants say, we'll pay $10 million of it. You know what I mean? We'll give it to you at your price. We just want the draft pick.
Okay. Well, it's still something like that could be one.
It's something.
The other scenario, of course, is if you just say Russell Wilson's available, we can get him for what?
$1 million.
The minimum you'd have to pay.
It don't matter because he's not going to make – it's offset language in his contract. So that just means that Denver has to pay $1 million less. So, like, it don't matter. He's going to make $39 million regardless. Whether he plays football or not, but with the offset language, whatever the team that he goes to pays, which right. Why would they want to do Denver any help, any service? Yeah. They're gonna say we're gonna pay you the minimum that we can pay you because you're gonna get all your money anyway.
You're getting your money. Yeah. And if you're Russ, what do you care?
Yeah, you want to screw it. You want the place that you're going to feel like they have you on a discount.
Right.
And you know people love you more when you're cheap. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, you got more tolerance for somebody.
So there's not like it would be a bidding I'm sorry, Bart. It's not like there's going to be a bidding war.
No,
right?
Not at all.
Because you can't, like, who's going to outbid? He's getting his money regardless.
Right. And the total is the total. So it's not like somebody will say, well, I'll give you $2 million. It don't matter. That's just $2 million less that Denver has to pay.
Gotcha. Okay. That is definitely how that works. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's just going to choose the right place for him. Who's to say, like, while you could say, well, you know, the Steelers have they're closer to winning and they have these weapons. He might look and go, but it's the AFC North. I want nothing to do with this division.
Yeah.
And I'd rather play at Dallas. I'd rather play against a Philly team that is going through, you know, they have to restructure. You know, Washington sucks. I'd rather play there, and I'm in New York.
Bro, it's not like Philly. It's not like Philly and Dallas is a cakewalk for them.
It's not a cakewalk, but it's not these like going into Baltimore.
These are two
Baltimore.
Teams that won over 11 games.
You're not going to Baltimore. You're not going into Cleveland. I'm not going into Cincinnati. Like, come on. You're going to tell me that you'd rather play in the North than the NFC East?
So you get a break with you saying the Commanders are the difference. They're the tiebreaker.
No, I also think that it's – I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, something, we played in that division.
Team that was in the Super Bowl.
You played in that division. You're going to tell me that you'd rather play in those mosh pit games?
I mean, you got Zimmer coming in for the Dallas Cowboys. You got Vic Fangio coming in for Dallas. These are two great coordinators. The Ravens have lost 5 or 6 coaches. We saw what that looked like last year. Like
Deshaun Watson, you
almost want Deshaun Watson to play.
It's a business. He's looking at this as a business. We know that's what he's about. The brand, the business, and all that stuff.
We're going to be Dallas.
The Giants make more sense.
Yeah, I'm with you.
For him.
I'm with you, but I'm just saying, don't think that Dallas and Philly, you know, are just as good as Baltimore and Cleveland and Cincinnati. But the problem is the Giants, you're gonna have less weapons to play with too.
Right. Yeah.
You go to Pittsburgh, you got mad weapons to go to battle with. And a coach that just don't know how to lose.
It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see if the Giants take it any further than just a phone call. We'll see. But in the meantime, you know, speaking of the NFC East, the Saquon Barkley stuff, you know, with the fact that two landing spots could be in that division. And we could find him with Dallas Cowboys or the Philadelphia Eagles. The calls we got early on the show from Giants fans, there was no consensus, right, Bart? It was some said Cowboys would discuss them more and some said Eagles would discuss them more.
Right.
There was no, like, definitive, oh, yes, this team. I can't see him in this jersey. We had a guy say that if the most beautiful woman in the world was in love with him and she was a Cowboys fan, he wouldn't marry her.
Yeah.
That he couldn't tolerate it.
I couldn't even be that dude's friend for saying that dumb statement.
let's take Steve in Pearl River.
He'd be his friend. Like, don't worry, I'll take her.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Steve. Hi, guys. You know, I just simplifying it. How about this scenario? Daniel Jones is physically unable to perform at the beginning of the season, and you bring in Russell Wilson, for the league minimum, whatever that is, however the salary works. And you know what? I don't want to, like, speculate. I'll leave all these other decisions to the coaches and the ownership and all these other things. I like Daniel Jones. I feel badly for him. But, you know, this is the second year of what I call Powerball numbers. You know, I think 90% of the people who are listening, maybe more, would take $40 million right now and be happy with that. You know, I like I said, he's a competitor, all right? And all that other stuff, I like him. But if that's how they want to go about it, I'm trying, you know, so be it.
So you're pro Giants just regardless, like however they want to deal with the situation, you're cool with. It's just one of those things, like I said before, that's an opportunity to lower your salary cap because you only have to pay him the minimum. So, you know, if you're going to bring back Tyrod Taylor, that's $5 million, right? So you just save $4 million. And you have a player that you would think is equal to the talent of Tyrod Taylor and Tommy DeVito. If Daniel Jones comes back and plays well and he maybe misses a couple of games because of injury, like he always does, whether it's high ankle sprain, it's, you know, injury with the neck or something else, you have a quarterback that you don't mind letting throw the football. Now, you don't want to let him throw the football too much, but you want to let him run throw the football. My question is, who's running the football And who is he throwing to?
They're going to go cheap.
I mean, because also,
they're probably going to draft one, and then they're going to sign a guy who's sort of like a mid-range running back. That's what Jordan Renan was saying.
But I'm saying, who is he going to throw to? Because the reality of it is.
Well, that's why you want to take a – you take the wide receiver at six, whether it's Neighbors or someone else. You take a wide receiver at six,
so you get
a high-end guy, and then you get a running back for cheap. You draft a running back later on. You bulk up the offensive line. And if you bring in a Russell Wilson, you have an established quarterback who knows what he's doing, at least short term, while you also maybe have a guy like Penix that you develop for the future.
At six, you shouldn't be looking at a guy like Joe Alt or somebody that you can put at right tackle.
Well, remember, Joe Alt's not a right tackle, though. He's a left tackle.
Okay, well, that's too rich for Latham and the guy from Oregon State. So do you trade down?
Maybe the Jets and Giants swap?
That'll never work.
No. The Jets want to trade with the Chargers.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that would be the perfect spot.
The Jets want to trade with the Chargers, give the Chargers the opportunity to get Latham, who's a right tackle, and they can get him at 10. And then you're giving – well, you can't do the Bryce Huff thing that you said, which would have been a great idea.
The wrinkle, the monkey wrench is the Bowers kid, you know what I mean?
Tight end?
Yeah, because, early on in the process, they had him going to the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's the Chargers. I talked about Palmer being a free agent.
Right.
Harbaugh, pro-style offense, having a guy like Travis Kelce or Kittles is what this kid is. And, they have Keenan Allen,
mm-hmm.
and they have Mike Williams, and they drafted a receiver last year. They have a left tackle, right, in Slater. I think Corey Lindsey they lost. But they can get a center in free agency. There's a lot of centers out there, whether it's Cushenberry.
Right.
Tyler kid out there from Miami. So they can get a center. They need a right tackle and they have to figure out what they're going to do because they had – man, you talk about the Chargers are under a lot of pressure to
– Oh, yeah.
To get underneath the salary cap. So Khalil Mack, who had a career year last year, but he's 33 years old, and Joey Bosa's been just stealing for the last couple of years, man, because he's just been injured every time you look up.
That's true. Yeah, the injury thing has been a major issue for Bosa. When he does play, he's great, but he just doesn't seem to stay on the field enough. All right, we'll finish up with some calls. Bart's going to tell us what he can't wait to see this weekend. The K-Show is at the top of the hour.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Okay. We know we only got a short little segment for what we can't wait to see. First of all,
so give me what you can't wait to see.
I like to take time out to be thankful and celebrate National Women's Day.
Yes.
It's a day that we celebrate all the women and everybody here that's listening to us. I'm sure they have an influential woman in their life.
We all right? do.
And I just want to congratulate everybody. Women makes the world go round, and they make houses a home. Their mothers, but we have to really appreciate what the women has done to in sports. And I'm happy that we're a sports show. And I'm finally happy that women are getting their opportunity to be on the stage. Women like Caitlin Clark, Juju Watson. You look at what Kelce Plum is doing, kind of pushing the envelope, showing that, hey, man, you know, we got next. And, you know, I'm a girl dad myself, so I'm glad that my daughter is going to be part of a society that gives them equal opportunities and equal pay for equal jobs and things of that sort. So I just want to take time to, you know, thank all the women that's in everybody's life. I know, you know, Han, you would echo those same sentiments. Your girl dad as well.
Oh, yeah.
And also, you know, I guess the only thing else to talk about is, you know, it's go time for the Knicks.
Yes.
And let's see what we can do tonight. Let's see if Jalen Brunson's back. But this is a big stretch for the Knicks as far as, you know, seeding and placement. And we want to avoid, you know, those tough matchups. And it starts tonight. Let's get a win. Improbable? Improbable?
Not improbable. No.
But likely.
Yeah, I mean, they can, they're home, and if they have Jalen Brunson, he's still questionable, and, you know, they have a great chance. And these games coming up are definitely huge.
It's a team that they don't match up well against.
Rangers made a late move here. Jack Roslovich, again, more of not anything top-line-ish, but still made a couple of moves today. Keisha will have all that and more. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. Bart, I'll see you Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.